Just a couple more final Dr. Katz questions. One, what do you tell patients in clinical CR when they ask, is there anything else that they can do to prevent recurrence? Any alternative approaches, herbal, exercise, diet, anything that you advise them?
Everybody wants the magic bullet. I certainly tell people that when you look at things like exercise and nutrition, there's lots of good health benefits for all of those things. Do we have any clear data that any of those are going to change the outcome? Unfortunately, we don't have any data on that. There is data that suggests in breast cancer that women who have higher carotenoid levels and women who exercise have a better outcome. So I think they certainly fall in the can't hurt, might help. In terms of sort of the ovarian cancer patients who frequently during their initial treatment become educated consumers, they know that their risk of recurrence is quite high, even if they go into a CR. So there's certainly a lot of interest in consolidation or maintenance type of approaches, particularly non-chemotherapeutic type of approaches. So there are people who are doing some vaccine studies in that situation, and I have referred some of my patients to those types of studies. I think that's a not unreasonable situation to look at that. Is there anything that we know will make you live longer if you get it in that situation? And the answer is no, but I think looking at new approaches in that situation is very reasonable.
The work in not only breast but also colon cancer, looking at diet and cancer recurrence, has been really interesting. We've talked a lot about it in our work. There they talk a lot about insulin and insulin growth factors. Are those pathways thought to be important at all in ovary?
They are potentially. I think there's not been that much information, and I think part of it's because targeting that is just now on the horizon. But there hasn't been as much information about that in ovarian cancer, I think, as there are in some of the other cancers.